Good morning, everyone. So good to have you back. Welcome to Mindset Goddess. This is Valeska, for those of you who don't know me. And if you are new to the show, I'm happy to have you here today. I'm totally breaking the rules of podcasting today. I am actually outside in the middle of Budapest at a park recording this audio for you. It's an experiment. If the audio comes out terrible, I'm not even going to share this, but if it comes out decent, I will share it. But I am breaking all rules right now and recording a podcast outside, which is completely crazy and insane, but that's okay. Let's get creative here. Nothing wrong with it, right? As long as you guys can hear me, then I think it's okay to be a little different. So today's episode is really good. Today's episode is about surrendering what it is that we're feeling inside, whatever it is that we're holding inside within us, deep in our souls, to give us more peace. This is what we are talking about today. One of the worst things that we can do as humans is to hold bitterness inside us and to hold anger inside us. And it's just so, it's such a poison for the soul. It's poisonous. And this is why it's so important to try to heal whatever it is that is causing us the pain, so that we can eliminate the bitterness and eliminate the anger and forgive. When we forgive, we have this incredible inner peace. And when someone wrongs us, we're not forgiving them for their sake. We're forgiving them for our sake. We do this for ourselves, and we should do this for ourselves, not for the person who has hurt us or done something terrible to us. We want to forgive the person in the situation so that we don't have this insane bitterness inside us and this anger inside us. Because this kind of emotion is really poisonous to our soul, and it can prevent us from moving forward in life. It can prevent us from achieving certain goals. It can hold us back in many ways. It can cause us to have problems in future relationships with people, not just romantic relationships, but any kind of relationship. It can really cause a lot of issues if we hold anger and bitterness inside us and never release it. So when we surrender and we just take it all out of our souls and release it out into the universe, release it to our Creator and surrender the pain that we have, just give it all away to the universe and to our Creator, something miraculous happens. The healing process begins. The healing process begins. Sometimes we can heal before we eliminate the bitterness and the anger. Sometimes eliminating the bitterness and the anger is what helps us to heal. It really depends on the situation and the person. I really believe that. I think it depends on what happened and who it's happened to. But when we are able to surrender and allow love to come back into our hearts, no matter what the situation is, no matter what happened that caused us this pain, this anger or bitterness, we're able to move forward with life. We're able to open new opportunities, and not really necessarily open new opportunities, that's the wrong word. We're able to see opportunities in front of us, and we're able to take advantage of those opportunities. We see the doors in front of us, and we're able to open the door. We don't leave them shut because we're afraid to open it. We're not afraid anymore. We don't have fears anymore. We don't have things that are holding us back. When we surrender, just surrender it all. And it's a process, and it's not an overnight process. It's a very difficult thing to do. And I'm going to share a story with you guys. I don't usually like to share my personal stories with my audience, but in this case I will, so that you can kind of understand what it is that I'm talking about here. So I dated this person, this man, for about almost 3 years. And we had made plans to have a child together, because I have a child already, but we were going to have a second child together. and get married. So we made all these plans for our future. And towards the end of the relationship, he started to treat my son very differently. He wasn't as kind anymore. He wasn't as patient anymore. And of course, the mama tiger in me didn't like that at all. So I told him, you know, I had a talk with him about that and told him that things need to change if he wants to be in our lives, because my little son doesn't deserve this kind of behavior. So if he doesn't want to be in the relationship, then I need to know if he's not feeling it anymore. But he stayed in a relationship, and he just kept saying that, oh, he feels like he's not made to be a father like he thought he was. He's not patient enough. He's not really good with kids. And I was just shocked. I was like, okay, well, it doesn't make sense to me, because the first 2 years of our lives, you were amazing. What are you talking about? So he just kind of did, you know, he turned around with how he felt about the whole situation. He did a 360. And so the relationship was just continuing to get more stressful, more tense, and we started to argue more. It just wasn't going in the right direction anymore, right? And he really wasn't into it, and I could see that he just wasn't into the whole family atmosphere anymore, into the idea of having a family together, into the idea of being a family, because I already have a son, so we would be a family. He wasn't into it anymore. And so we had this huge argument one night, and I looked at him and I said, what is it that you want? If you want to go, go. I'm not going to stop you, because I'm not going to beg you to stay here. I shouldn't have to beg you to stay here. You should want to be here with me and my son. I shouldn't have to beg you. So if your heart is not into it anymore, then I need to know. And that night, he made a decision to leave. And mind you, before this, he had actually left the relationship before, but I allowed him to come back. I gave him a second chance to come back and be in the relationship. But it was really suffering, because he had lied to me a lot. You know, it was going downhill, completely downhill. And I tried everything in my power to save the relationship, but he didn't want to save it deep down. So it couldn't be saved. And so, but I did give him a second chance, because he had left once and he begged me for a second chance, and I gave him a second chance. So on this particular night, this is after the second chance, I held the door open for him. And I said, if you walk out this door, because he had a suitcase with his stuff in it that he had left in my apartment, I said, if you walk out this door, you can never come back again. You can't do that. I have a child to protect, and you can't just come in and out as you please. So this is your last chance. If you walk out, it's done. It's finished. There is no more opportunity. There are no more chances for you. And he was crying and really upset. And he said, I love you so much, Valeska, but I'm just not made for the family life. I'm so sorry. And he walked out. He walked out, and I said, okay, well, you can never get another chance. If you want another chance, this is it. And so my heart was completely shattered, and I felt like he had backstabbed me. And the reason I felt like that is because for the entire relationship, almost, he was always saying that he loved us so much, and that he would never give up on us, and that he wants to be there for us in the future. And then he changes his mind, you know, in the middle of me trying to get pregnant. But it was a really stressful time during this time, because I had a miscarriage with him. So it just wasn't meant to be. It wasn't meant to be, and that's okay. But I felt a lot of bitterness and anger, and I felt like he lied to me, even though that wasn't the case. He didn't lie. He just changed his mind. His heart just wasn't into it anymore. He realized he wasn't made to be a father. But after he left, I cried a lot, and I got really angry at him, and I felt really bitter. And I just didn't like the way the bitterness and the anger was making me feel. I was so upset. It was making me feel so angry, you know, the bitterness, and so toxic. I just didn't feel like myself anymore, and I didn't like that feeling. So I did something very difficult. I decided to forgive him, and it was really hard to do that. It took a lot of courage for me to do that. He kept messaging me over and over again, apologizing, saying that he loves me so much, and the whole thing was really confusing to me at the time. you know, here he is telling me how much he loves me over and over again, yet he doesn't want to be with us. It was just too much for me. So I called him one night and I said, look, I want you to know that I forgive you. I forgive you for lying to me all those times. I forgive you for what blah, 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 whatever he did to me. I forgive you for everything. I forgive you for walking away a second time. I forgive you for hurting me. I forgive you for being rude to my son. I forgive you for everything. I forgive you. I don't hate you. I love you. I will always love you. And I wish you the best in life. And I have to tell you that this was so hard for me to do because he hurt us. He gave away. He gave up. He walked away, you know, in the middle of trying to get pregnant, and he walked away. He decided he didn't want to be in our lives, and that hurt a lot. So forgiving him and telling him that I forgive him is really hard, was really, really hard. But something miraculous happened. When I did that, I started to feel better. I started to heal. The pain lessened. I felt hopeful. I didn't feel hatred towards him anymore. I really truly was able to forgive him. At first I forgave him for myself so that I wouldn't have bitterness and anger inside me. But then I was able to actually really forgive him. It was really interesting how that turned out because I didn't expect that. I expected that I would feel better and I wouldn't have the anger and bitterness inside me, but I didn't think that I would actually end up forgiving him genuinely, and I did. So this is why surrendering, and that's exactly what I did. I surrendered. I surrendered my pain to God, to the universe. I surrendered everything that I felt inside. I released it. And this is what gave me the power to be able to heal completely and truly forgive him. And it made me more understanding. It made me feel that I should not hate him. It's okay, not everybody's made to be a family guy. It's okay. There's no reason to hate him. But you have to understand that there was a lot of stuff happening in the relationship which made it even more difficult. But I did it, and if I can do it, you can do it. Everyone can do this. And it's not for the other person at first or ever. It really depends on your situation. I don't know what your story is. It's for yourself. Surrendering our pain is the best way to heal from the pain. Forgiving that person who has wronged you can help you heal. Believe me, when I said to him that I forgive him, before I did that, I did not want to do that. I felt so much anger towards him. I felt like he stabbed me in the back, like he lied to me. He was the one person that I trusted. You know, I told him things I didn't tell anybody else on earth. I trusted him with everything that I had. My son trusted him. My son loved him so much. It was so painful that he walked away from us, especially for my little son who was so in love with him and loved him so much and adored him. And he was like a father figure to him. So I had a lot of bitterness inside me and anger and, how could you do this to my son? How could you do that to me? We trusted you. You know, this whole shebang, all of it, made it so difficult to forgive him. But God told me, forgive him, Valeska, forgive him. Just forgive him, and you'll be able to heal from this a lot faster. And God was right. I forgave him. I told him that I wasn't angry at him or bitter at him, towards him. And the healing started. The healing started. And the ironic thing is that he and I are really good friends. We're very good friends now. He was always contacting me, telling me that he loved me so much. And we continued our friendship. I've never done that before. I've never been broken up with someone and continued the friendship throughout the whole process at the same time. So it was really part of surrendering to God and just allowing myself to heal completely from the situation that made me able to do this. And we make amazing friends. We're amazing as friends. We weren't right for each other as a couple, but we're amazing friends. So you never know what can come out of your surrendering. Whoever it is that you believe in, to your higher self. When you surrender, miracles happen. So I invite you to start the process today. I invite you to start the surrendering process so that you can heal from whatever pain it is that you are feeling. and you can move forward from it. You can start to live your life fully as you deserve, and that allows someone to have that power over you. Because when you are angry at someone and bitter at someone, they actually have power over you. And when they have power over you, it's really hard to move forward and heal from the situation. So by surrendering from the pain, you're able to heal, you're able to release from that power, and you take hold of your own power over your own body and mind and soul and emotions, and you can move forward. So please, I invite you today to start that process. You will see how healing it is, and it really can be such a beautiful experience. I love you guys. Have an awesome weekend.